Yeah, it was the Portland Trailblazers who were missing their top four scorers, but the Pelicans' win was really important for one big reason. I'll explain in today's episode of Locked On Pelicans. Let's go!
You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily New Orleans Pelicans podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans, the daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Pelicans and NBA, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day, available wherever you get your podcasts and available on YouTube. I'm your host, Pelicans Insider, credential member of the media, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter. Here with y'all on this, what are we on? We're on Tuesday here after the Pelicans get a massive, easy win over the Portland Trailblazers, 124-90. That is a five-game winning streak for this team right now. Pretty awesome to see. Taking care of business. And of course, thank you for making Locked On Pelicans your first listen today and every day. We're here Monday through Friday for y'all, breaking down everything you want to know about this team completely free. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. And if you want to support the channel, comment down below on YouTube. So Portland was missing their top four scorers. They're outright tanking. They said they're preemptively shutting Damian Lillard down. Not that he has an injury, we're just going to preemptively not let him maybe, or maybe not, get an injury. They're tanking. They're blatantly tanking. So beating them isn't impressive necessarily. You're expected to do that. But to win by that many points, 124-90, and the way the Pelicans did it, I think actually is really important for this team for one reason. They didn't mess around. They came out and just stuck it to the Portland Trailblazers. This was a game where you don't need to have Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum, or basically anyone of importance play in the fourth quarter because business has been taken care of. That's exactly what you need to do when you have a game against the Warriors on the second night of a back-to-back tonight. And we'll talk a little bit about that one in the third segment. This was the Pelicans not playing with their food. And I love this. They know the stakes. They know there's a big sense of urgency right now to take care of business. And I wasn't sure that they always did know this. We heard Willie Green a couple of weeks, 2 weeks ago, something like that, say, no, there's no sense of urgency. And then you recently heard him say, oh no, we look at the standings. We're watching it. We know what's at stake. To go from a team that kind of looked like they had given up at one point this season, and not even that long ago, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, they kind of were playing games and looked like they were going through the motions. They came out against a team that they were expected to beat, that's missing their top four scorers, and they didn't mess around at all. They came out and go, we're going to end this game right off the bat. This game was done at the end of the first quarter. This game was done. There was no way Portland was going to be able to come back from that when New Orleans won that quarter 34-14. Trailblazers had 35 points at halftime. That's exactly what you want to see New Orleans do. Get some rest before the tough second night of a back-to-back. There is a different mentality around this team right now. There is a different mindset around this team right now. And it seems like they know how big this moment is. They understand the assignment, which is to make the postseason. And there's still a lot to play for. They're currently in eighth right now. You could potentially get out of the play-in tournament and not even have to worry about some of those things. And with the way that they're playing, and this game was a lot of the same from what we've seen from them and what we've been wanting to see from them, shows you they might be able to do that. CJ McCollum with 17 points. Brandon Ingram, who we'll talk about in the next segment, 29 in this. But you get Trey Murphy going, even though his three-point shot wasn't falling. You have Jonas Valanciunas with 21 rebounds. They have figured a couple of things out, and this team has found their confidence again. They lost it. They definitely lost it, and we had some questions about head coach Willie Green and some of the adjustments he was making. Sorry for the poor video quality if you're here on YouTube. And they have turned that around. Coaches, you know, grow or don't grow, make mistakes and change and adjust too, just like players do. But to see Willie Green get through to the team and snap them out of the funk that they were in, and get them playing with a sense of urgency, They could have let this one go to the fourth quarter. They could have let this one go to the fourth quarter, and you win it by 10 in the fourth, and you finally get to sit Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum for the final 2 minutes of the fourth. But they don't get the rest, and it's going to hurt you tonight when you play the Golden State Warriors, you know, in Golden State, in San Fran, where they're really good. But they took care of what they needed to do. That is a mark of a good team, beating teams that you're supposed to beat, but also beating the brakes off the team where you're up by 30 in the middle of the third quarter is also the way to go out and do it. I don't know if we need to take away that much from the play of these guys out there, other than they did their job, they did it well, they did it early, and they got out of there. B.I. is on a tear, too. He's also Western Conference Player of the Week. So let's talk about him coming up next. This is just the type of performance from the Pelicans that you wanted to see, that you needed to see, that makes you know they understand the moment, what they have left to play for, and they found that kind of competitive fire back again. The vibes are good around the team again. They lost a lot of that. It's getting it back. This is a team that could be scary going into the postseason all of a sudden, especially with Brandon Ingram playing like he is. And let's talk about B.I. coming up here next in today's episode of Locked On Pelicans. Before we do that, though, today's episode of Locked On Pelicans is brought to you by FanDuel. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. All right, we've got the Final Four, so it's the best time to download the FanDuel app. Because FanDuel is giving new customers a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn and sign up today to claim your no-sweat first bet. Then you can wager on everything from the money line to point spreads to which team will be cutting down the net, all in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss your shot at a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Thank you for making Locked On Pelicans your first listen today and every day. We're here Monday through Friday for y'all, breaking down everything you want to know about this Pelicans team. Remember earlier in the year when I was like, I'm not worried about this team? I got a little worried about this team, but they're streaking now. 5-game winning streak, which I believe is the longest in the NBA currently. I'm taking a quick look to see. It is. It's the longest winning streak. No, sorry. The Memphis Grizzlies have a 6-game winning streak. The Pelicans have a 5-game winning streak. They're doing some good things, and they're kind of flying up the standings here. And there's a chance if they beat the Golden State Warriors that this is a team that could be in 6th out of the play-in tournament by the end of Tuesday night. Pretty incredible for where this team has been. So let's keep looking at this big win over the Portland Trailblazers, 124-90. Oh, I said, thank you for making Locked On Pelicans your first listen, and I kind of went in my tangent of saying they were going to be okay. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube as well. So 124-90, just like think about that for a second, right? Just think about that for a second. And that's in a game where Trey Murphy shot 1 of 7, but other guys were making their threes, like CJ, like Dyson Daniels. Josh Richardson getting in on it. Kyrie Lewis Jr. finishing out the fourth quarter, making a couple of threes. Team just looked good. And Portland was going to give them this win. All you had to do was just take what Portland gave you and you go out and you'll win at some point in time. Maybe in the fourth quarter. You didn't need to win it running away like this, but I'm glad they did. But they also won because Brandon Ingram decided he wasn't messing around. And this team, without Zion Williamson, is going to go as far as him. 13 points in the first quarter, 2 assists, 1 steal. Got to the line 3 times. Just downhill, aggressive, attacking. He was 5 of 6 from the field. B.I. is on another level right now. Brandon Ingram isn't going to make an all-NBA team this year. He's missed too many games, and his season at times has been up and down. But you're looking at maybe him playing the best basketball of his career during this stretch. The assists. Basically no turnovers from him. He only had 1 turnover in this one. In the past 3 games where he's basically averaged over 30 points per game. He has averaged over 30 points per game over the past 3. He has had 2 turnovers and a whole bunch of assists. This version of B.I. makes the team better as a playmaker, getting him the ball in good spots and just not running that lifeless offense that they were doing before. B.I. came out and goes, I'm going to show you that I'm the best player on the court and we're going to win the game. He was named Western Conference Player of the Week for the past week because of just the level that he's been at that is just frankly absurd. The 32-point, 7-assist outing against the Spurs, you had the triple-double without a turnover. He did it by the third quarter. He has just been so good. It's his named Player of the Week. He's been named Player of the Week in each of his four seasons as a Pelican, which is actually a pretty cool stat to see. He averaged four last week and 3-0, 31.3 points, 10 assists, 6.3 rebounds, shooting 53% from the field and 46% from deep, and he was perfect from free throw. Yeah, that's going to get you the NBA's Western Conference Player of the Week. If he's playing like this, this team's tough to stop. You need a go-to scorer in the postseason. When he's being aggressive like this and opening things up and creating easier shots for others, that's how you win in the postseason. You also know you can. You don't only want him doing that, but he can fall back on that mid-range jumper. He's cut out some of that, so he's improved his shot profile during this time, but that still can be there for him because that's the shot that teams are going to give you in the postseason. So him playing at this high level, this is the type of team that all of a sudden looks like maybe a six seed. And a team that no one's going to want to play going into the postseason because you might add Zion Williamson back into this mix. The ceiling for the Pelicans looks high again. When you have Trey Murphy adding to his game almost, it seems like, on a nightly basis, still making his presence felt in this one, even when the three-point shot wasn't falling. Seeing Jonas Valanciunas just completely freaking crush it on the glass, making the Pelicans an elite rebounding team. 21 rebounds, 4 offensive boards, 17 in this. He played almost 30 minutes. He was 4 of 6, too, for 10 points. He has been good. Again, can't do it against every single team in the league, and defensively there can be problems there, but against a team that doesn't have a true starting center, a big man in the Portland Trailblazers, you know, they're starting Drew Eubanks there. That's a big advantageous matchup for Jonas Valanciunas. And that's what you want to see the Pelicans doing, taking advantage of those type of situations. You throw out Herb Jones in the mix, who made life really difficult for Shaedon Sharpe. This team looks very complete and like they figured things out, and they look like an entirely different Pelicans team than we saw earlier on in the year. And oh, thank you for that, because there were times when they have looked pretty bad. But you want to peak at the right time. And that's what's helping them in the standings right now. Look at a team like the Dallas Mavericks, who look awful. 3-7 in their last 10 compared to the Pelicans, who are 7-3. The Utah Jazz falling out of contention, 4-6. You need to be able to keep pace with these teams, and the Pelicans are doing that. They're going to play the Golden State Warriors tonight, team that's 5-5 in their last 10 games. Minnesota's kind of been up and down at times, though they're on a bit of a winning streak, at least at the moment. So you have an opportunity to really move up in the standings. And if you do that, oh man, avoiding the play-in tournament would be great. Now, I don't love the idea of getting to 6 and having to play the Sacramento Kings in the first round. Like, get to 5 and play the Suns, maybe, or whoever it might be. I think I'd rather play Denver, potentially, than the Sacramento Kings. Though they did just lose and didn't actually clinch a playoff spot yet. But this is a team that is starting to reach that full potential that we saw at the beginning of the year. And remember last season when they were playing like this, and we were talking about the Phoenix Suns series, man, they had Zion, and they were never going to have Zion. But man, what if they had Zion? They could have won that series. We literally might get that type of scenario here, where they're in the postseason against a team that hasn't seen them at full strength at all, and you add Zion into Brandon Ingram playing like this. B.I. keeps up this level of aggressiveness, attacking and creating for others and playmaking, and you throw that in with Zion Williamson too, with Zion attacking, creating for others, and even making life easier for B.I., this team's going to score a lot of points, and I don't know if teams have answers to that, because no one had answers to it earlier on in the year when they were really good in first place in the Western Conference because they had actually played some games together. I'm excited. They still might miss the playoffs. They still might only get into the play-in tournament. But you're seeing, again, the potential of this team on full display. Peaking at the right time, figuring things out. Coming out like they did and not messing around with the Portland Trailblazers. The mindset's there. The mentality's there. And now they get to maybe play their biggest game of the season. Let's talk about tonight's game. Second night of back-to-back against the Golden State Warriors. Coming up here next in today's episode of Locked On Pelicans. And thank you for making Locked On Pelicans your first listen today and every day. We're here Monday through Friday for y'all, breaking down everything you want to know about this Pelicans team. No one else comes to you like this. No one else comes to you like this 3 days a week. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, completely free, giving you the insight that you want to know. We're not doing hot take things here. Breaking down what we're seeing on the court, what the Pelicans need to do, and having smart, fun discussion here. Also, you can find me everywhere else, too. All the radio did every single TV station this past weekend, pretty much. So Pelicans Talk is back all over the place. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube, and comment down below on YouTube. Number one thing you can do to support the channel. So tonight, second night of a back-to-back, this is a big game for the Pelicans. It's one thing to beat the obviously tanking Portland Trailblazers, to beat the obviously tanking San Antonio Spurs, the completely eliminated from postseason Houston Rockets, and you even drop one of those, to beat the Charlotte Hornets, even though in a couple of days they beat the Dallas Mavericks twice, but the Mavs look like poo right now, basically. So to do it against a team that's good at home, that has talented players, is what's going to be really interesting. The Golden State Warriors are 39-37. They're 30-8 at home. They are 30-8. They're 9-29 on the road. Their splits are just the weirdest things. They can't win on the road. They can win at home. They're very, very good at home, as that 30-8 record indicates. The Pelicans, by the way, are 24-13. So they're not that far off from that either. That's a pretty good record for a home team. But now you're playing the second night of a back-to-back, so you're a little bit tired, even though your guys got good rest in the fourth quarter, and you're playing against a good team. You've done it against teams that you should beat. Show me some consistency in this game. I'm not even asking for a win. That would be good. It'd be really important to win for your playoff chances, but I'm not necessarily going into this game expecting that against a very good Golden State Warriors team at home. Go in and show me that BI can still be aggressive and can get close to 30 and create for others, please. Show me what you can do with Jonas Valanciunas and playing inside out. Show me that off-ball movement. This is a close loss. It's a bit of a silver lining moral victory type of thing, because it does maybe mean they found some consistency that they can carry into the postseason, and it's not them just beating up on bad teams. I don't think it actually is. I do think they're playing really good, smart basketball that can win you a lot of games against a variety of teams right now. But now's your opportunity to show it. Don't go in and just stink up the place. And I don't think that's going to happen. Could be wrong. We'll find out. We'll recap it tomorrow. Really hope that's not going to be the case. But this arguably could be the biggest game of the season. This was a tough four-game road trip, and they've done a really good job going 2-0 to start. This game was easy. The Clippers game was tough, but they caught a break with no Paul George. You got this game, and then you've got on Thursday the Denver Nuggets. These two are the tough ones. Win one of these and keep it close in the other one. And I think that really kind of tells you where this Pelicans team is. Are they truly going to be a team no one wants to play going into the postseason? Or are they just beating up on bad teams and they're not actually that good and we're falling for fool's gold here? I think we're going to get a decent answer to that question, hopefully. Good or bad, it's good to know where you stand at the end of this game tonight against the Golden State Warriors. So enjoy the game. And as always, I'm your host, Jake Madison, @NolaJake on Twitter. We'll be back tomorrow here on Locked On Pelicans to recap it.